Alex doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he doesn't know the inner mechanics of webcam repair.
Dwight was telling me the inner mechanics of webcam repair, and he missed them all.
Step one, tap it.
That's always step one, Jerry. You know what I'm saying.
With a big Allen wrench.
Yeah, right. Dwight knows.
Yep. If you ain't got a big Allen wrench, go back to Home Depot. How will we belong again? We stand in line and we amend for a better time. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the T-Mongoose podcast for episode 137, the post E3 show.
The one you've all been waiting for.
The one show that we know you've all eagerly been waiting for, because you haven't watched anything or listened or read anything about E3 because you were waiting for this particular.
Dude,
podcast.
I'm really behind on stuff, so I'm kind of depending on you guys to fill me in on a lot of stuff.
Well, you and the millions of other people that obviously listen to us, Ryan.
Well,
so
good.
So let's get this going with Terry, who's completely up to date. Take it away.
All right, we're just gonna start with me, huh?
All right.
pick a company and talk about it.
Microsoft.
You wanna? Okay. We're going to North.
Microsoft did okay. All right, Alex, go on.
EA did okay.
All right, all right. Ryan, did you watch Ubisoft?
I didn't.
Okay, I'll take Ubisoft. Ubisoft, they did pretty good.
They did okay.
Yeah. Nintendo did pretty good.
Nintendo blew it out of the fucking water.
Nintendo did some shit.
All right, so let's talk E3 a little bit, okay?
Oh, right. We weren't talking already? All right, let's go then, Ryan.
Go on.
So I watch Microsoft.
Yep.
And they roll out some stuff that looks pretty dope for the Xbox One.
Like what, Ryan?
Uh-huh, pretty dope.
Well, no, this is not important.
this is going to be the most vague E3 talk ever.
Okay, so they announced Rise of Tomb Raider.
Yeah,
Witcher
they announced
3, Griffin hunting footage, all that crap. So it's probably coming to Xbox One. They did something with the Limbo dude.
They did that Spark. I don't care what everybody keeps saying about that game, and everyone's like, oh, it's like Tony Hawk. No, it is like Jet Set Radio in a third-person shooter.
Are you talking about Sunset Overdrive?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Crackdown 3?
Yep. That wasn't Microsoft, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an exclusive.
Well, I didn't see the Microsoft one, so...
Yes, it was Microsoft.
But I saw that. Okay, all right. Crackdown.
It's another company doing it, but it's an Xbox One exclusive.
Well, yeah, no, as it should be.
Project Spark.
It was Microsoft the first time.
And the second time. Okay.
And then they roll out the Master Chief thing.
The Halo Collector's Edition thing, or whatever. Which is the...
Let's stop there, because I feel like...
Okay,
Ryan,
thanks everybody for listening
them.
To the podcast.
No, hold on,
Alex,
hold on.
Alex just told us to stop there, Ryan.
All right, so let's talk about the Master Chief
collection.
Okay,
I guess we're going. Welcome back, everybody.
It's a pretty dope collection, and I'm really excited about it.
I got a couple of tweets of people like, wow, Ryan must be really excited right now. And I'm like, I don't know, he's not on our call.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't get the invite, Alex.
What the fuck?
Let's go back to E3 day. I said, hey, let me know if there's a call going on. You said, in a little bit.
Like, I was the only one in the entire Team August chat.
You were the only one that said in a little bit and then got a Dwight's call.
I got busy.
Dwight wasn't even there.
He was sleeping.
I woke up late.
I texted you.
Yeah, you did. I woke up to it and I was like, oh. And then I came into the chat and you were like, I read something that you were in a call with Tyler.
Well, yeah, no one else was around.
Okay, anyways, anyway, the Halo thing.
So, all of them are getting a boost, 1080p, 60 frames a second, dedicated servers. No, they said all. They said all the games will be playable in 1080p, 60 frames a second.
Okay.
But only the first two have the anniversary treatment.
That's what it is. Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they're all going to get a little bit something. I mean, if it's doing 60 frames a second and... Anyway. So that's awesome. Very cool package. You get access to the beta, which is dope. It looked sweet. That rendered video looked pretty awesome. It's supposed to be a completely new engine for Halo 5, which is awesome. So I'm buying a Wii U.
Ryan, tell us the multiple reasons why you're buying a Wii U.
Okay, well, I love Halo more than anybody that I know.
Yes, Ryan.
And that you guys probably know.
Yes.
But there is the one.
I've played all those games and I've beaten all those games on the day that they all released.
Yes. Yes. I was there for some of them.
You were. The beta is a cool git.
Yep.
However,
yep.
Sarah and I discussed it.
Yes.
How much am I willing to pay to get into a beta? And I said $100.
Okay.
Well, I'd have to buy a system.
Yep.
Buy the package.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be at like 7 or 8 times.
We're talking about $700. We're talking probably a Master Chief, hopefully a Master Chief Xbox. Because if they do a Master Chief one, that means they're doing a Halo 5 one, and then I'll get the Halo 5 whatever edition.
Wait, if they do a Master Chief edition Xbox, they would do a Halo Xbox?
I would believe because they haven't done one yet. They haven't done like an edition of anything yet. There's no special Xbox
One. They have the Titanfall one in there?
It's just the controller.
Or is that just a bundle?
It's just a controller.
Oh. It's a bundle and a controller.
Yeah.
They haven't done any like my Halo 4 one.
Okay.
And they're on the fence about it from what I hear, but... I'd buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft, heads up. You can even tap on another extra $100, leave the Kinect on it. I'll still buy it. To be honest, like, just make it for me.
Okay. I'll put in a word.
Yeah, throw out a hashtag or something out there.
Like, hashtags move the world, Ryan.
Right? So they almost got me with that. To be honest, I talked to Sarah, discussed changing my game plan.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real, if a bonus comes through, I'll buy an Xbox One. But regardless, Nintendo comes up, and they're like, hey, what's up? We're not even going to be at E3 this year, but here.
They never are.
I know. Well, it's been a couple years now. Here, we're going to whip this out and just lay it on the table.
Gotta set this down right here.
How's that Zelda look for you?
You send it right back.
Yep.
How's that Zelda look? No, that's okay. That's all right. Here, you know what? Well, in the meantime, we're making this awesome game for you. Take this random-ass blend of games that you love.
Take all of these random games.
Take these.
And that was my thing about E3 in general this year. Was the fucking Microsoft and Sony was like, look at all these really cool games that I don't really want. And Nintendo came out like, I want all of these games.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Hyrule Warriors? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, don't want that one.
Yeah,
but
no,
the
I
rest
don't want
of
that
them.
One.
Yeah,
no.
I'll play it.
I think that was actually my least favorite of all of them.
Dynasty Warriors is one of my favorite games. It's Lou Boo! regardless.
I don't know why you would say that, thinking you would understand.
Yeah, right?
Somebody out there, because honestly,
but
Terry,
really Shabaloo!
I don't give a shit about you three. I don't care about entertaining the three of you morons. Like,
so, did you say that for, like, the two people that play Dynasty Warriors that listen to us?
Look, they made, like, 20 of them, okay? There's gotta be more than two people that play that game out there.
Okay, maybe three.
Oh, man.
It was like Lambie. No, they definitely got up to 7. Google it.
Google our fans?
Yeah, Google it.
There's, like, 9 of them.
Fans. There's 9 of them? And that's not counting... Did you count the Gundam one?
No. Like, the last Dynasty Warriors... it was called, like, Dynasty Warriors Extreme 9 or something like that. And it came out, like, 2 weeks ago.
Whatever.
I'm surprised you haven't bought it yet, Ryan.
I'm looking right now. I'm going on this team.
What, Hyrule Warriors?
No, idiot. Dynasty Warriors. Wow.
I think it's coming to Steam.
Well.
I'll tell you one game that actually came out that, or is going to be coming out, that I was about to skip over when I was watching the digital event, was Splatoon. Splatoon. As soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, this is another one of those like kind of like shoot 'em games for a kid or something.
Oh, shit. No.
And then I actually started watching it, and I was like, okay, I kind of like that. I kind of like that. I kind of like that. And then like the whole kind of thing came together, and I was just like, okay, I could see how that could be kind of fun.
See, I think it will be fun, but... from what I saw, everyone was losing their shit over that game, and I was like, okay, it's not, take it down.
No.
It's probably not going to be that
good. No, it's not. Not losing your shit
I'm excited for it, and I don't have a Wii.
It's better than I thought it was. Or
wait, what game are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Splatoon?
I didn't
it's
see
a
one.
Paintball
think
one.
About it. It's like, oh yeah, yeah.
Nintendo is making a non-violent shooter, and it looks fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, people are losing their shit over it.
No. People that... Nintendo fans, they lose their shit over everything, man.
Well, first of all...
I read several articles that said that was the funnest game people played at E3.
It was probably the only game that was playable that they announced.
No, Smash Bros.
No, not Nintendo game. The funnest game that they played at E3.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Who said that now?
Yeah. People?
I read a couple articles. I was just reading the news. I go, well, usually at work I go to the news and I read the headlines. Well, this whole week I went to the news and I typed in E3 and pressed enter and I read those headlines. So I was reading articles by different people that were at E3.
Let's see.
From various, like, IGN and stuff like that, you know. Reputable sources.
Hold on, my neighbors are shooting up fireworks. I gotta shut
IGN, reputable.
Are you shooting up fireworks? They're turn off your lights before you do it. Alright, you know the code phrase, right?
What?
He just, like, goes flying across the room. Big explosion of firework.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm back.
Oh, hey, Dwight.
Hey. Where'd you go?
Disneyland. That's what I call the corner of my room over there.
Disneyland. That's the fun corner. And you don't get over there very often.
No, it's very expensive.
It's really expensive.
Really crowded, long lines. Yeah.
So, yeah, what about the Splatoon and these reputable sources that Ryan was talking about?
It doesn't matter. Regardless.
Was it IGN?
Don't worry about it.
There was a few on Google. Go Google it.
No.
I believe you.
I
hear it was fun. It looked fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I read Nintendo shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm buying a Wii U.
Yeah.
Although, if Ness isn't in the Smash Brothers, I might burn some shit to the ground.
They're still announcing characters, which is crazy.
Yeah, they're still.
They just announced.
Yeah, they're not gonna show all of their characters in one day. Yeah.
You already know the people that were originally there are gonna stay there. Like they
I don't know
announce,
anything. You two.
They didn't announce Yoshi for the longest time.
Yeah.
But they did. That's the thing. Ness is so obscure; he could be cut out, and no one would notice.
Well, they haven't done Captain Falcon either, and people are freaking out over that. So
yeah,
I mean. There are people that will be there that haven't been announced.
Terry, have they announced Jigglypuff yet?
No. Jigglypuff, Captain Falcon, and...
I'm holding out.
I think those are the only three from the originals that haven't been announced yet.
If they replace Ness with Lucas as a permanent character,
they
will still burn some shit to the ground.
They won't, because nobody knows who the fuck Lucas is.
I would even say that, you know, there's a good amount of people that don't know who Ness is, too.
That's what I'm saying. Ness is
still more popular than Lucas.
He was.
Yeah.
At least Earthbound is re-released, you know?
Yeah. There you go.
They just re-released that a while back. So it's fresh in people's minds. But
oh my god, I remember this game. Wait, what do you mean they re-released it? For what?
The virtual console.
For like the Wii U, like they have a virtual console on there? For like older games?
But you can play the Super Nintendo Earthbound.
Not, of course, not for the convenience of my handheld device.
Well, the Wii U is a handheld device that is convenient.
No, the one that I can take on the train with me.
You could take the Wii U console on the train.
That sounds really obnoxious.
Well, you can't play it, you just take it with you. That's what I'm saying.
So, no, it's not for the
3DS. Do you have a 3DS, Ryan?
Yes.
Yeah. You were going to get Mario Kart with him.
Yeah, remember when you guys were talking about that, and you're like, I'll get Mario 7 with you or whatever, and...
I bought it when the new Zelda came out.
Yeah, he got a Zelda one. Zeldor.
I don't have any games for it right now. I beat everything.
But anyways, let's get back on Wii U talk. How about that Captain Toad?
Random. Huh? Year of the Toad.
The treasure tracker?
Year of the Toad.
I'm digging it.
Year of the Toad.
That looked fun.
Yeah, Mario Party 10 was also announced.
That looked like shit.
Yeah.
You saw when fucking... Nintendo put that clip of the Luigi Death Stare.
Did they?
You didn't fucking see that. I forgot what they were talking about, but the clip they showed to go with what they're talking about was the Luigi Death Stare. Like, they know, like, that's floating around the internet.
Oh yeah, Nintendo's getting hip to the internet.
I think, Terry, recently. What
oh my god, how long has this thing been here?
They have like a car.
I know. Did you guys know about this?
Get in here!
It's like people on it talking. Like,
look at all this.
Look at all this
information highway.
Word on everything about everything. I think that they have like
That's my finish.
A couple of like teenagers that are there helping them now. I think they got like a teen department that's
like they're kids.
I will say though, I was confused by the robot chicken thing.
Yeah.
The little. A chicken in betweens.
I don't understand the why they decided to go that route, or that sweet fight between.
That was amazing, and I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, did that get you hyped?
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah! Because I knew what they were going to talk about. Smash Brothers right after.
Well,
Nintendo, Smash Brothers, man.
Nintendo just trying to have fun right now.
That's what it seems like. And then,
hey Terry.
Yes.
Do you have any more Zelda Wii U's at your work?
I have no idea, Ryan.
Find out.
Don't. You can take 2 seconds right now and just look it up. I cannot stand when people ask me about inventory at work. Like, I'm supposed to know. Ryan.
I can tell you how much money is in the bank right now.
That's why I try to ask you when you're at work, Terry.
Ryan, I don't care how much money is in the bank. I want to know why it's not in my bank account. You're my inside man.
Mm-hmm. I always wonder, too, why it's not mine.
You can do it. It could be there for like 2 seconds before they catch you, but
yep.
You could have millions of dollars, Ryan.
I doubt they have
millions. That's long
there.
Enough to post it to the internet.
Well, I would just do an electronic transfer, Dwight.
Just do it real quick. Right. Take a picture of it and then put it back.
But what? Gangster for life.
Never speak of it again.
So what's your guys' thoughts on Yoshi's Woolly World?
I want it.
Yeah?
I don't get Nintendo's fascination with yarn.
What's your non-fascination with yarn?
I just don't get it. Like they did with Kirby, and I thought, okay.
It's the year of yarn. Whatever.
They're trying something new.
All right.
I crocheted a blanket, and I love it. It's made of yarn.
Look at that.
Yeah. Everyone fucking loves yarn, Alex.
Yeah.
What the fuck
piece
is
of
this?
Shit? Learn to crochet.
You found appreciation for yarn.
Fucking love yarn.
Well, you never crocheted your own blanket before? You gay?
You bitch.
You basic bitch. Ain't got a crocheted blanket.
Nope, we lost
Step
Alex.
Step your game up, Alex.
Oh, here.
He's just hurt. He's hurt. We hit him too
He's
deep.
Like, man, why they gotta call me out like that? I ain't never been called no bitch like that before.
Yeah, well, see, now we know their pattern, right? So they're doing what the Kirby, the Rainbow Curse one, where he's like a clay ball or whatever. It's candy. I don't know what it is.
And everything's all clay. Yeah. That actually, like, just that effect, that looked really good.
Now, well, watch. Next year, there's going to be a Yoshi game. Same aesthetics. And then
Clay Yoshi.
Yeah. I'll
fucking play Clay
I'll
Yoshi.
I'll play Clay Yoshi, too.
Do you want to play it together?
Absolutely. We absolutely should.
Okay.
We should play Yarn Yoshi together.
Yeah, that one's going to be co-op.
Yeah.
Coop.
And that,
speaking of co-op, how about that Ass Creed co-op?
Oh, dude, I'm not even close to being done with Nintendo right now. Okay. I'm halfway through the list, dude.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
I thought he was just jumping around randomly, whatever.
We know that Nintendo won this year, so let's just
of course.
Let's spend some time with them. What about that Amiibo? No. What'd you guys think about Amiibo? No? Not for you?
Nope.
No? Nope. You don't like...
What was Amiibo again?
Just that little figurine bullshit where you could put it on top of the gamepad. Downloads your stats.
They're trying to pull a Skylanders, and it's probably going to make them a lot of money.
It's totally going
to
work.
But I have seen firsthand what that does to people.
Yeah.
And I don't want any part of it.
What does it do to people?
Is there blood?
Okay. So, people, I don't know about people everywhere else, people here just let their kids do whatever they want and just cave in. So, kid comes in, throws a tantrum, I want this Skylander, blah, blah, blah. Parents just buy it for them. They can't say no to their kids. I don't understand it. And then they come and complain to me, like, oh, I have so many of these fucking toys. You always want to do one, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't give a shit. You could say no at any time you want.
Listen, they should pay you to say no.
You have the wallet. You have the power.
You have the power.
I'm tired of people complaining to me about Skylanders.
Yep.
Skylanders.
Build these Skylanders.
You should just tell them that. Just be like, you could just not buy them.
You can. hey, man. Just walk away. Yeah.
Just walk away. Right? Thousands of parents are doing this now. Just walk away.
And like, millions. Billions of parents around the world are not buying these toys right now. You could be one of them.
I always warn people now whenever they're thinking about buying the game. It's like, hey, you buy this, you gotta know what you're getting into.
What game is that for?
It's for the Wii U, Skylanders.
No.
Skylanders.
No, the new one.
Amiibo? It's Nintendo, like, so it'll be for all Nintendo games. Like, they've already said that there's going to be support for Mario Kart once it comes out.
Cool.
Amiibo.
Maybe I should get my Wii U soon so I can play some Mario Kart.
It's so fun. Okay, so looking through here. Bunch of Phoenix Wright stuff for the 3DS. Watch Dogs coming to the Wii U, apparently.
Yeah.
Congratulations, all the Wii U people. Professor Layton, Xenoblade.
Sure. I already beat Watch Dogs.
Xenoblade looks good. Yeah.
Is it anything like Xenogear? Anybody remember that game?
No.
Ryan, I don't remember that game.
Come on.
Do you?
Terry remembers.
The five discs or whatever.
Oh, God. good
times.
That
was the good times, right? Where, like, you know, like, a good game when it was fucking this thick.
Yeah.
And then you pop it open and one CD always falls out and you're like, fuck.
All the little teeth break off.
Yeah, or, like, one breaks off and then it pops out still. Bullshit.
Yep. Yeah. Bullshit.
And then years later, you find it, but you only have
the
like,
one.
Four
or you have three.
No, you have all the discs, but the first one.
Right?
And then you go to GameStop or Game Crazy, if you're that young. Or old, I mean. And you say, hey, do you have this game? And they go, no, what do we look like, a video game store? And
That was our catchphrase, yeah. We're like, hi, welcome to Game Crazy. No, we don't have games.
I was on the waiting list for freaking Power Stone 2 for years. Years! They never called me. And I went in and checked every now and then, but I was still on the list. And sure enough, I was. It never came, Dwight.
Well, for a game like that, I'm pretty sure like the people that worked there probably grabbed it up, you know, and just not call people.
They're so expensive on the internet. Yeah.
Okay, well, we could cap off Nintendo by talking about that new Zeldor. The new open-world Zeldor.
It looked pretty. I'm excited for it, but, I mean... That's about all I can say about that. They didn't show, apparently it was all, like, in-engine stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was cool. Yep. When you're shooting lasers and things are blowing up, that was fun.
Yeah.
It looks like a steampunkish type Zelda now.
Where he was shooting lasers?
No, he wasn't.
Nah, Link was flying around shooting lasers on his Gundam.
It's crazy shit.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was
saying.
They're
calling them Gundam Wangs with a Y and a Z to avoid copyright issues.
I thought it was just because they were Asian.
No, Ryan. Okay, well, yeah, no. It's a good year to own a Wii U. And it'll be a good next year, too. The Wii U is just good all around. It's much better, and people I don't think are giving it enough credit because everybody got burned on the first Wii.
Well, now all the really good stuff is coming.
Well, they kind of a weak launch too.
Like. Been taking them a while.
Yeah.
Now you got Mario Kart, you got Smash Brothers coming.
I mean, it's taking them all a while to get some good games out there.
Finally, solid announcement from Zelda.
Yep.
Then your little Zelda spin-off, whatever.
Zelda console Hyrule Warriors. Game, dope.
Yup.
Can't freaking wait, man.
So, Assassin's Creed Unity looks pretty cool. Got that coop action, too.
I only saw the little demo they did during the Microsoft thing.
Yeah, me too. Tell me more about it, Dwight.
But that looks fun.
I don't know you said more
you,
of it.
You said you watched Ubisoft.
Yeah.
That's basically all it was.
That's really all it was. They were showing, like, people or some dude, like, running around or whatever. And, you know, just typical Assassin's Creed stuff. And then at the very end, they fucking pull out on this wide shot. And three other assassins run in with, like, name tags over their names. And that was basically it.
I'm Steve.
Yeah, right? I'm Steve, and that's my buddy 420 Blazes Smoking Dicks.
He's got us covered from the rooftop.
He's screaming from out there, "Hey, guys!
Crossbow killed, no scope 360! Assassin killers! Damn, double assassin bitches! What up?"
It'd be funny if they did what they did in Dead Rising 3 with Kinect for Assassin's Creed, where if it picks up any sound in your room, it like alerts the stuff around you.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like how like the demonstration.
I mean, that works great for me because I'm a gamer who has his own area, but it sucks for people that like play in the living room.
You're also a gamer that usually uses Skype to game too. Well, I guess you've been doing a lot of console stuff, haven't you? No. Well, you have your 360 still.
Yeah, I mean, I have my Xbox Live. I haven't played it in a while. Yeah. Looking for some Halo 4 action in the near future, but we'll see.
Check Craigslist. I hear that place is full of action.
I hear that place is pretty cool.
Not my kind of action.
Yo, that new duty, though, was announced as well. Huh?
Yeah, great. The coolest part was when Kevin Spacey came on the screen.
Yeah, Robert was actually the one that told me about it, Terry. When I went in there the other day, that there was a new duty. And
you didn't know about that? We talked about this. Nope. We talked about Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, it's been a while. Like I think we talked about it.
That was weeks ago.
I thought you were talking about ghosts or whatever with the fucking voiceover shit. Because they did like Snoop Dogg. So I thought it was
there were videos
DLC.
And everything.
I didn't watch the videos.
Even I knew.
Come on, Dwight.
They announced this game weeks ago.
All right, well, there's a new duty, and it's Kevin Spacey's in it. You guys know that? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we discussed, remember? We were all like, if Kevin Spacey's studio wrote it, we'll all probably get it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Why didn't you guys tell me about this?
This fucking
guy. I just did.
When? Prove it.
Just now.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, but you can't prove it, so... It's open to interpretation.
Well, he's got you there.
What about Evolve? I know, Alex, you seemed excited about that.
I am excited about it, yeah.
Why?
Tell us why.
Because it looks fun. Do I need another reason?
It's a stupid reason.
Well, we've all kind of talked about a bunch of stuff. Ask you one question, you're just like, it looks fun. You ain't even gonna talk about what the game.
People play video games; they have fun.
Yeah, it was a question more about prodding you to talk about the game, Alex. So people that may not know what Evolve is know what Evolve is. It's a podcast. It's what we do.
Think of it like Left 4 Dead, but you got a big ass monster following you, and the monster is a fifth player.
What, like Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, is it Indiana Jones?
Like on their tablet or something?
It's Space Indiana Jones.
We got tablet.
No,
players.
Like the fifth player. Why is the? How does that work?
They're the monster. They're on the opposite team. They play on a console or the PC. No tablet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Wait, you haven't seen it?
I didn't see that part of it.
Okay, well, the trailer starts off with the four guys running, like walking through the forest or whatever, and then something's like following them around in the shadows.
Yeah.
And then monster drops down from above.
Maybe I just missed that whole part.
No, it's enormous ass monster. The thing's fucking huge. And it's the fifth player.
And
that means
the
somebody's
team.
Control. Yep.
That's 420 Blaze It.
So it's all online though. No dual like split screen or anything, right?
I don't know about that. I just know it's...
So wait,
I would doubt
it
would be split screen. Split screen doesn't exist really anymore.
Yeah, I know, right? So there's five people, and one of them's on the other team.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yep.
All right. Makes sense. But is it like a set story, or does the monster create the story?
I don't know if there's a set story or anything. I'm sure it's mission based in some way.
Hmm.
Like, there's objectives. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I just saw gameplay and it looked fun.
Well, good. Tyler and Matt seemed really excited about it, like they knew something about it. I don't really know.
You should look it up.
Mayhaps I will.
Mayhaps you will.
No.
Verily.
What about Mirror's Edge? Any of you guys excited for that?
Didn't see it, but it would be great, probably.
Yeah, it looked nice.
It looked the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was a prototype, but yeah, it looked the same.
Which I guess is not a bad thing, because it was a great game, but...
Yeah, this,
I still need to beat that.
It's sort of the aesthetic that they go for. Yeah, I never beat it either.
Yeah, I never beat it either.
I could boot it up right now and probably knock it out tonight if I wanted to.
Is it a co-op?
No, you won't do it there.
I was like, we could play.
I'm not going to do it, but I could.
No.
Why no? Why are you telling him what he can do?
I'm already halfway through the game.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
Playing on Steam. Knockout Strider, and then I'm going to play Mirror's Edge. Just you watch.
Then there was FIFA and Dragon Age. And those were the only two that I didn't really pay attention to. Then Battlefield Hardline was announced and Beta went out.
Beta went out, yeah, that was crazy.
I got a Hardline for you.
Who's been playing that?
I haven't played it
I once. Have been playing it on and off.
I have not touched it yet.
I've enjoyed it.
I have too.
It's very Battlefieldy, but it's got a little twist to it.
Got maybe a little spice on it.
The first time you arrest somebody is pretty gratifying.
Yeah, it's like the assassination now is you're arresting people.
Yeah, and then
throw him down on the ground,
and then I grab the bat and start beating the shit out of people.
Well, I mean, that's your right as a police officer.
Mm-hmm. I was a criminal.
That's your right as a criminal.
Yeah.
You're right as a human, Ryan. Regardless of side, beat people with bats.
Yeah.
Right. Always ends well.
Right schmikes.
It's right. Very intense.
Who could get hurt?
They're wearing clothes.
Yeah, it's very intense, and I tried to use my control
nice
for it.
Got a thin layer of cotton between the bat and them.
Which mode do you like better, Ryan?
The one where you get all the money.
Isn't like that the entire game?
No, there's both, one. I'm trying to think. Like, there's a vault where you run up and you take it out of the back like trucks, and then you take it back to your vault and drop it off.
Blood money?
Maybe, yeah. It's like there's like a big pile of money in the middle of the street.
In the center, yeah. And the other, and either team needs like $5 million or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's blood money.
I got the max amount in my first game.
Ryan, I'm proud of you.
Dude, I tore it up in that game last night,
it's,
too.
It's fucking intense, man.
It's so intense. Do you want to play after this, Alex? You work tomorrow?
No, I don't work tomorrow. That fucking money pot in the center is a war zone.
It's a war zone.
What is it?
We should... A war
That's
zone.
What?
Ah.
I didn't hear the first time. Sorry, guys.
You guys need to get down on that. It's pretty good.
I just... Well, I can't agree with it. I don't like what EA is.
You haven't played it
no,
yet.
No, the concept behind it, because they're selling it as a standalone. And not not just for people that, for like, selling it as like a Vietnam type of thing. Again, I've talked about this before. Like, it's just Battlefield 4 with its skin and then objectives that they could have added into BF4. They could have done that all in Battlefield. It's not... Anything
and
different.
They still would have charged you $60
no.
for that. That just
yeah.
another name.
No, they could have, but then if you wanted it to be cheaper, then it's not going to be as robust. There's not going to be as much in it. Or if you want it to be $60, I mean, sure, it could be an add-on, but it may as well be on its
give
own.
Give a discount for people that have already bought Battlefield 4.
Yeah,
this
right.
Is EA. Okay, first of all,
that's well, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's
yeah,
so
they give
bullshit.
Two shits about their fucking fans.
It's dumb.
It's fucking dumb. Yeah. It looks nice, though.
Other than that, the game itself is pretty fun.
I got a money clip, because I totally pre-ordered it.
Yeah, I thought those were like actual badges when they came in. And I was like, oh, shit, they're giving out badges.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I gotta go get mine this week, too.
Wait, so you don't like what they're doing in the game? You haven't even touched the beta, but you went and pre-ordered it?
Okay, you didn't listen to the second half of that sentence when I said it, or catch the sarcasm behind it. I didn't pre-order. I just went in there, and Robert's like, hey, you gonna buy Hardline? I'm like, I don't know, and we talked about it for a bit, but you gotta buy it. I'm like, I'm probably gonna buy it because we like being cops. But, you know, that's beside it. He goes, okay, well, here you go. And he slides this over. And I'm like, what's this? And I'm like, damn.
That's your badge, officer.
Welcome to the force. It's fucking metal, too. It's heavy. It's
yeah,
it's
I want it really bad.
That's why I thought it was a badge. Right? I was like, oh, that's too tiny to be.
It's a baby badge.
I'm Officer Fisher.
That's what they give you to deputies. Like, just right on the force, like, fresh out of boot camp.
Welcome to the force, kid.
It's a baby badge. No one takes you seriously.
Are you a real cop?
Badge is kind of tiny.
Look at my badge. Why does no one believe me?
So,
they finally sent me my invite for PS4 and PC.
Cool.
I just haven't played it yet.
Have you installed it?
Yeah.
Did you check to see if you could get into battle log though? Because that's a problem with it. It's an easy fix, but it's a problem. Like you'll get it. Like I got my beta code the day of, and every time I went to go play it, it would take me to the battle log, like you know through their bullshit. But the page it took me to was their promo page for it. It's like, join the beta now. And I was like, I'm in. I have the game already.
Excuse me. I'm already in the beta.
And it just kept saying, it's like, hey, join the beta. There's a promo page for it. And every time I'd switch over.
I'm currently engaged in being in the beta.
You just have to, like, copy your serial code from Origin and then redeem it as a game through Origin. And then it re-adds it to your account somehow, and then you're in the beta? I don't know. It's fucking dumb.
Sounds really
stupid. I don't know. I haven't touched it at all.
Well, if it doesn't work, I can help you.
I wanted to do Destiny.
Oh, Destiny is so fun. Yeah,
tell me about Destiny.
Okay, it's Borderlands meets Halo. Then they had a baby, and they named it Dark Destiny. But it's like Dark Souls. Yeah. Kind of like that.
So, Dark Souls? Is it?
Okay, what? So Borderlands and Halo, they love each other, right? So they doing it in the back, and then they have a baby. And it
specifically in the back.
It kind of looks like Dark Souls, but they can't call it that. So they call it Destiny. Because she's going to be a stripper when she grows up.
Right?
No, okay, so Destiny is...
Alright.
So basically, like, the first two things, it's like, imagine Borderlands, but with, like, a Halo skin and theme. Like, the Bungie feel, you know?
Does it feel like a game that we can all connect to? We all need a good game that we can all connect to.
No, but have a lot of fun with each other? Yes.
Okay.
That's a bummer. I took it as that's what he meant.
Yeah, no, the story, since it's alpha, there's not really much story. Oh, I guess you know? But anyways, like.
But it's
yeah,
fun.
No, so.
Oh, yeah, and it's like a really stripped down alpha, apparently.
Is it really?
Yeah, on purpose, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know there's like a beta happening in July. Is that open or closed?
It's probably closed.
You would have had to have pre-ordered it.
I'm probably gonna have to go pre-order it. Okay, well, I got to do that. I'm definitely gonna play this game.
If I can do it,
and it's PS4 exclusive.
No, it's not. It's everything. But they're treating.
I believe PS4 gets it early,
and it may or may not come out to PC.
It is.
I thought it was for sure.
They still say may or may not because they don't want to put resources towards making it to bring it to PC until the console ones, I guess, are done.
I assume we're getting
but
it.
But ultimately, I don't want to play on console.
Yeah, no.
I want it.
Trust me, this is a game that is going to be fucking beautiful on the PC. Oh, it's going to be, I can't do console shooters anymore. I'm out of my game, out of my element.
You can play Halo. Always pick up Halo and always be good at Halo.
So, but no, it's open world. All right. And you cruise around, and initially they give you an objective right from the get-go to kind of get you started. So you're going through, and you're exploring this world going to your objective. And as you're going around, there's like these alien things that come out and like you shoot them and kill them. And there's a bunch of different types. There's like flying little UAV things that come out too. And all the particles look great. The grass, everything looks really good. Everything sounds really good. It feels really polished right now, even in alpha. The guns are really cool. You can open up your menu and you have equipment like you would in like an MMO or something. So you have like your two gun slots, your heavy gun slot, your head, chest, legs, and boots, armors, a bunch of extra stuff too that I couldn't really get into because the max level is 8 and a lot of stuff you can't use until you're higher level.
Of course.
But then you get skills and stuff. Like I played the Warlock because why the fuck not, you know? And I had a ton of fun with it. Adrian played the Assassin, I think. I don't know. And Kearney played a Warlock too. And it was really fun playing with each other. And then at any time when you're cruising around in some place where you can see the sky, you can call in your vehicle, which is like a little speeder from like Star Wars. And it's so much fucking fun to drive around. You could push people off the edge of off cliffs and stuff, and that was a lot of fun. You can even hurt enemies with it and stuff as you're cruising around. But you could call it whenever, as long as you're outside. You can't call it when you're indoors, but you could drive it indoors. And so we found that out.
Fuck the rules. Right.
And that was a lot of fun. There's also enemy vehicles that you could steal that have guns on them. I assume our base vehicle, the one you start with, doesn't have guns, but I'm sure our upgraded ones later on will have guns. So you can't shoot while you're on it. Just a whole foundry full of different types of weapons and different types of elements that could be to them. Like I had a weapon that did like electric damage and another one that did fire damage, which was really cool. You pick up unidentified items and armor, so there's like greens and blues and stuff, and then you have to go get identified. And then when you're done with the world, and you're like, you want to go home and like identify all your shit, you beam up to orbit, and then you fly to like a hub world. And when you go to the world, that's where everybody is. Like you could see everybody else that's currently playing Destiny. And it's like a main town in an MMO, like a Rogue.
It's like Fantasy Star.
Kinda, yeah. And so, so you could cruise around, you could see all these other
Terry,
people.
Terry, you looking mean right now.
Terry's looking at some nudie pics, I bet.
You look me.
He's judging them. But,
I'll never tell.
Another thing that I didn't mention, the Dark Souls aspect of it, is that other people can join your world. And it's...
Without telling you.
Yeah, but it's not... Like, we had our own fire team, that's what they call parties there, in the game. So it was Kearney, Adrian, and I. And we were playing, but then these two other dudes that joined us, they were still on the same side as us, but they were there too. We don't really know how that works, but new people came and joined and played with us, so that was kind of cool. It's very cool. There's a whole PvP aspect of it too that has like PvP ranks, which is the Vanguards versus something that starts with an R. I forget what it is, but it's like Horde and Alliance. The good people are called Vanguards and the other people are whatever. And you could get like PvP gear and stuff. So very cool. I way impressed. I went into it not really giving a shit about Destiny because I didn't watch any of it because it's one of those hype games for me. Everybody's fucking hype about it and it's all hype and it doesn't come out for fucking ever. So it's like better yet to just wait until it gets close and then start paying attention. I'm fucking in love with it. I love it. I'm gonna pre-order that shit and hopefully get some beta time.
Hopefully it comes out on the PC.
Yeah, I really hope it comes out on PC.
Well, I'm gonna buy a one eventually. So.
Yeah,
but I won't be able to play with you guys.
I'll wait to pre-order. I think until PC's either yay or nay completely, because I heard it's coming out on PC. Everybody said it was gonna come out, but then I heard a bunch of people saying that they're not gonna do that.
I thought I saw it. Like
I know.
Like I thought it's like on the like in the list.
I want to say that they probably
like on the poster.
Backed out on it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they have said like everywhere you look, it's gonna say PC. Yeah. 'Cause they've said they're gonna make it on PC. but they reserve the right to push it back to whenever the fuck they
right,
want.
Right, so when you go on the site right now to pre-order the game, their official site only has the consoles. All four consoles.
Yep.
PS4, PS3, Xbox One, and Xbox 360. So, as of right now.
And I mean, that's fine if that'll be the one game that I play my console for. That's fine.
Everybody has
that's
one.
That's what it comes down to.
Everybody has one. Yeah, beta begins in 31 days. And it's only... it's for the PS4 and PS3, and then soon after the Xboxes.
I don't know. If I'm getting it for PS4, then that's it. I'm not buying the game twice.
What if you bought it three times, though?
Yeah. Or four. Five.
Will you go over two? Three is a maybe?
We'll talk. If you do five, then you get it all for all
of us. That's fine. We'll talk about it. As long as we keep the dialogue open.
Just put a pin in it.
Let's stick a pin in it for now.
Come back.
Put a little pin in it.
Shit, I gave Scott GTA this weekend. I don't need it.
I know, right? That was announced for PC and next gen consoles.
Yep.
And I'm reading a lot of things of articles and Rockstar saying that the PC version is getting a bigger overhaul than the next gen consoles.
Like it's gonna look better?
Gonna look better. There's gonna be more content and just a bunch of other shit. Plus, I mean, we're gonna have mods. That's it. That's right there. That alone.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to finally play the fucking game.
What, Ryan?
We gotta get Spencer right on.
Oh, yeah, no, Spencer's already fucking stoked about it.
I know, I saw. But we all are, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm just happy to finally be able to play that game again and more often.
I'm just online.
I never actually got to play it online. Friends.
I just really want to play it with you guys.
Do you think Heist will be out by the time it comes out?
Probably not.
Do you think Heist are ever going to come out?
That'll be the PC's exclusive content.
That would be fucked up.
Coming soon. Only to PC.
What about that there Rainbow Six?
Oh, man.
I didn't even see it.
Tyler's the one that you should have talked to. He's been waiting about that for years, and he was so excited.
It looks neat.
I don't like... What was the other Tom Clancy game that was there?
Division?
Division and Siege. Yeah.
Dude, so the first one was lame.
The first...
The one that Microsoft showed?
The one that Microsoft showed.
Division?
What?
Division did not look...
No,
which
what?
One is? There's two.
Yeah, both looked good. Division okay, looked
let me,
way
let me
better.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It didn't look good. Or it didn't look... It sounded terrible. Like, the voiceovers that one of them had was horrible.
It's probably the Siege one. Yeah, because...
The first one they showed, yeah. Like, it was like these people... Yeah, dude.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, no, oh. The Siege.
Well, the Division also had
no,
that.
It was more the Siege, I think. Well, actually, both of them had, like, live, quote-unquote, you know,
yeah,
people.
And
playing,
they were both terrible.
But they were both scripted dialogues. Yeah, now that I think about it, yeah, because I remember in the Division near the end, like, when they join up with, like, all four people, they're just like, okay, Chad, you go that way and protect
Yeah, and they're
thing.
Like, welcome to the place. Yeah, it's really nice in here. Let me show you around. It's
That's
just like,
that would be the Division, then.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, that would be Ubisoft playing it super safe. That's when they're not inviting 420 Blaze It and YOLO Swag.
But, you know, aside from the horrible voiceover, the game itself.
Yeah,
looks,
the game looks good. I'm sorry. I had to rephrase that. I apologize.
Okay, but I was talking about more of Siege, though. Like, that's what I was asking.
That's the
I
one
forgot there was the Division.
That's what Tyler's excited about, I think. But
Siege, to me, looks kind of like Payday, but like the reverse as well. Like, you play as the cops, too.
It's pronounced Pada.
Pada. So, like, you could be the cops that, like, bust into the house of the dudes making meth, you know? Or the kidnappers or anything, you know? It's like right. Payday, but with both sides. Like, you could plan your routes going in and stuff like that, and, like, you can, you kind of have some control over the environment. It seems like there's way more in Siege.
There's a hostage, too.
Yeah.
It puts, like, a kind of pressure on you because of the hostage. Because she can die.
Yeah. But, I mean, there was hostages in Payday, too, who could die.
Well, maybe if she kept her head down and stayed out of the way.
That's another thing.
You know,
Terry, did you watch the video of it? No?
No, I have not seen the Siege at
all. Well, at the end.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, well, the video that you showed was basically a SWAT team that were planning to go into this house full of burglars that were taking this woman hostage, basically. Mm-hmm. That's as much as we know about the story. Maybe she's the wife of...
Burglars of a, are player-controlled, and so are the SWAT.
There's just two player-controlled sides. So the burglars are, like, boarding up windows and stuff with these, like, weird things that you just... They put on the window, and then they expand, and it's just... I don't know what it is. It's something. And then the cops, they basically, they break in, and they're, like, shooting up a bunch of all the robbers.
Cops bust in, cop style, start shooting everybody up. Standard.
Ask questions
with,
later.
You know, C4 charges and stuff like that, or whatever. Busting through walls and shit. As cops do. Killing everybody.
Everybody's just and, dying left
anyways,
and right.
They rescue the hostage lady, right? And as they're pulling her out, the cop is, like, holding her in front of him as they're, like, walking around like she's a shield. As they're pulling her...
They're not gonna shoot her. She doesn't have
a
gun.
They do shoot her. And she ends up going down.
But she didn't have a gun. I don't understand.
It was just fucking dumb. Like, I don't understand why they were, like, holding her, like, out in the middle of, like, the firefight as it's going, and they're like, okay, come on, now go.
Okay, sweetie, you go first.
See if it's safe.
I don't want to die here.
They're obviously kidnapping you. They want you alive. They won't shoot. Okay, well, they shot you.
Honey, you don't have a gun. Stop freaking out. They're not going to shoot an unarmed civilian.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're bleeding. Now you're bleeding. Oh, okay. You got made this all about you.
I bet that's my fault.
Okay.
Yeah, and I bet that's my fault.
Oh, no, it's my fault. That's my fault.
You're always fucking blaming me for everything.
Okay, where's your fucking band-aids in this shitty house? But you, as a cop, and it probably could do it as a robber too, you could put, like, it seems like you could put the charges wherever you want on the walls and bust through them. But I'm sure there's limitations. But they were shooting through the walls and, like, busting up the walls and stuff. There's a lot of destructibility.
That's good, because I always hate having, like, a 50 cal sniper rifle and that piece of plywood stopping
Or sheetrock. Yeah.
Right.
No, it looks like...
No, this news... Thank God this newspaper was here.
It looks...
That tree leaf in Battlefield, you shoot through a tank, but that fucking leaf, goddamn.
Yeah, so... It looks like you can shoot a bunch of stuff, so it's good.
It looks good.
It's also apparently going to be moddable from day one. They announced that as well.
That's
so,
cool.
Who knows? The Crew has a release date, and there's a beta scheduled for July, which you can sign up for now. I suggest both of you guys do that.
Wait, for PC? That's the really big-ass open-world racing game, right?
It's the open-world, America-sized.
How many does it take, like, 2 hours to get across or some shit?
No, not to get across the United States. It's more, or it's longer, I think. That was just a mission.
7 hours?
Alex, that two-hour thing was just a mission. That wasn't to, like, go from...
The mission was to get from one side to the other.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then maybe it does.
2 hours is still a long freaking time.
It is a long time.
We gotta poop before we leave, guys. That's
that's what I'm saying. We gotta get it organized.
All right, who's in for the log haul?
I got a potty.
Everybody pulls over at, like, a gas station.
We should. We have to do it. We have to do the most bitchin' let's play.
We absolutely will. We absolutely will. So the guys,
like, realistic let's play.
Right there is the link for the beta. So Terry and Ryan, both of you should sign up.
I just
Terry.
I'm in the shit right now. I got cops
Whatever,
all over
Ryan.
Me, but I'll do it in a minute.
The crew looks really good. It's gonna be fun.
Bitches! You'll never take me alive, pigs!
Oh my
Spencer's
god.
Spencer's excited that he can drive a Dodge Ram.
It is exciting.
Far Cry 4 was also announced, and they showed the first 5 minutes of the game. It looks really good. Looks like a lot of fun.
I like the bad guy already.
He's nice.
Batshit crazy.
Well, yeah.
But he's like that polite batshit crazy.
You're dead. Pardon me.
Excuse me. You're dead. It also has co-op for the story, which is something that Far Cry 3 desperately needed but never got.
It doesn't sound like the multiplayer for Assassin's Creed is going to be for the story.
I thought it
sounded like, from what I was reading, it sounded like it's going to be like separate missions, like a separate storyline for co-op.
Oh, Ryan, you need to mute your mic. Is your, like, dryer or something going on right now?
No.
Nothing's going on?
There's like a
humming. It's like a really loud humming. Like, whoa, 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 not like that type of stuff.
Did it go away?
No, it's coming back. The longer you have your mic going, the louder it gets.
I've muted my mic.
It goes away when you mute your mic, and then when you unmute it, it starts, like, gathering, like, intensity. Like, Ryan, are you being abducted?
Oh, God, he's gone.
Is it better?
It's better, yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
If it's anything like how Portal 2 did their co-op thing, then I think it'll be all right.
Sign up today. Oh, I can use my Uplay account.
Grim Fandango, Terry, is a remaster.
Yeah.
But apparently it's not coming to PC yet.
Well, when that whole thing was happening, I was like,
are they talking about Psychonauts?
Oh, dude, I was... Oh, me too. I was like, Tim Schafer, huh?
Hi, Tim.
That was a sweet letter you wrote, Tim. Are you talking about Psychonauts?
Was it about Psychonauts?
Oh, Grim Fandango. Okay, that's fine. I mean,
they're like, Grim Fandango. I was like,
that's okay.
And I hear it's good, but I never played it.
I haven't played it yet either. I keep meaning to.
Just wait for the remaster.
Right?
I'm just going to watch this video really quick. You guys.
Okay, right. Talking
about Psychonauts.
Guess no Psychonauts 2.
Ryan, mute your microphone when you're doing that, because it's still kind of there. It's just kind of, like, quieter now. Magicka 2 also coming out, which, you know, it's great. You know, we still didn't get very far in that.
Well, because we always, like, turn on each other.
I never turned on any of you. Okay?
I'm talking about just shit gets heated.
It gets hard to not hurt each other. That's the thing. No Man's Sky. That looked neat.
That looks good.
That still looks good.
Dead Island 2 looks good, but if it turns out to be a riptide.
Meh. Well, they only showed the, like, little teaser trailer cinematic thing, right?
Yeah, they didn't show any gameplay.
Yeah, so I'm like, if it's going to be the same thing, then...
They had the Dead Rising 3 Ultra Super Max Alpha
that
combo.
That looked like... fun.
I watched the Rooster Teeth guys. They did a Let's Play video already in it, and it's like cel shaded. Yeah. I don't know. It didn't really look any different than the regular game.
Sure, it wasn't, but just big co-op blowout.
Yeah.
Bunch of Capcom stuff. So that's fun.
So that's
Well, so far there's a lot of ridiculous. In their spoilers in this. Like rear spoilers.
Are you talking about Far Cry?
No, I'm talking about the crew.
Oh. What? Spoilers in the crew?
Spoilers?
Oh, spoilers.
On that spoilers. Literally spoilers.
I get it, Ryan. I know.
Guy.
It's been so long since someone talked about that type of spoiler.
It's the
well, they're enormous. In this
drift.
Game.
Some of them.
You can build your own car.
Oh yeah, you could customize everything, man. I know.
Bruh.
Put put spoiler on your spoiler, man.
I'm gonna build me the most bitchin' neon there's ever been. SRT 12 neon.
Good luck. Good luck, Ryan. Good luck.
Just gonna rip out the front wheels and just gonna fly out.
Good luck putting that like Viper engine inside of a neon.
I'll do it. Or maybe I'll just make a Viper.
Just skip it. Like, yeah, I'll just make a Viper.
He's gonna fuck it up so he can't reverse in that one either.
I didn't put it in reverse. Damn it.
Guys, don't leave me. I gotta go around the parking lot.
But I can go forward really fast.
Turn. Turning's in.
This looks sexy.
Oh, yeah. No, the crew is going to be great. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Can you get out of your car, or are you just in your car?
I can.
Interesting.
Yeah. You are the car.
It's huge. That's the biggest world map I've ever seen. The crew, too, you're going to go on an airplane with your car, and it's going to fly you across the ocean in real time. It's going to take you 6 hours to get over there. You're going to land in Europe, and they're going to be like, you can't drive that car here, sir. The steering wheel's on the wrong side. You'll be like, God damn it. You got to buy a new car when you get there. And, yeah, that's the crew, too. I already got it planned out. Ubisoft, give me a job.
There you go. Hit him up.
I like it.
I like it, too.
I like it more, though.
I believe you.
Good. As long as we've got that cleared up.
So is there anything else that you guys want to talk about from E3?
Hey, did you guys see Nintendo? Well, we haven't talked really about Sony.
Oh.
Right?
Well,
they had that 1886 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That looked cool.
That was about it, really, for that.
Looked okay.
Wow, Sony did a bang-up job, huh?
The Sony TV thing?
Well, they...
That is neat.
That is neat. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
For those who don't know what it is, it's basically like a tiny...
I'm thinking about getting one of those.
Tiny, like, Apple TV, Fire TV-sized device that you could put behind your TV. Man, that's a lot of TV in this sentence, isn't there?
TV-ception
there. And then hook it up via HDMI or whatever. And you can stream games from your PS4 to that TV and play it off of that TV instead. Or PSP. There's also a PSP slot, so you can put PSP games.
I do that with my other computer.
Vita. It's a Vita slot. Vita slot. And it works with a PS Now.
Yeah.
So
all you need is like a controller.
But it also works for the PS1 classics, which I guess is a big draw for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's neat. Sony's digital library on the PS3 is fucking ginormous. Like, they have tons of PlayStation 1 and, like, 300 PlayStation 2 games and stuff. So, whenever that comes to the PS4...
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they're going to release this, that, like, are they planning to do it to the PS4 at some point? Or...
What, to bring the digital library? That's what PlayStation Now is supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's what that's supposed to be. That's why you're able to play Shadow of Colossus and shit.
Oh, shit!
I know, Ryan. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely crazy.
It's blowing
crazy.
His mind right now.
It looks so
PlayStation
dope.
TV is also going to be $99. So it's...
Or $139 for the bundle.
What bundle?
It's a bundle that comes with the Lego video game movie... DualShock 3, HDMI cable, and I want to say there's one more item, but I don't remember.
You said Lego Movie and BioShock 3?
No, it comes with the Lego Movie video game. Like, it's the Lego Movie video game voucher. Okay, a DualShock 3 controller.
Yeah, Ryan kept talking.
Yeah, because it doesn't work with the PS4.
Let's stop talking.
Okay, so that's not a terrible deal, you know?
It's like 130, 140
DualShock 3
kind of
sucks, but, you know, whatever. Teach their own.
But you need it for the PS Now and all that shit.
You need to play video games.
I'm not going to get one.
You like video games, don't you?
No.
Well, then
not if
never
it means
mind.
I have to use a DualShock 3.
Wow, okay.
This is my life, Terry.
Yeah.
My one qualm with the gaming world. The DualShock 3. If I have... Nope. Done. I'm out. Turn this car around. I'm going
home.
It's
cool, though, because you can play your Vita games through it now.
Yeah.
So you don't have to buy a Vita.
Which is... I mean, good and bad. Like, are you trying to not sell Vitas? Because I can just buy this thing cheaper.
They basically said they're done doing Vita support.
Yeah, like
big title games and shit.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, that's not good. Not good for Vita owners. Actually, I hear a lot of Vita owners like pissed about E3 because they didn't really mention it at all.
What? No, it was about the Vita?
Yeah, they didn't bring up the Vita like
well,
at
it's,
all.
It's, it is it's a very serious it. Gamer community, and they need to be taken seriously,
it
Terry.
It was that they didn't mention the Vita, and then they announced that Final Fantasy game was getting ported to the Vita, and then 5 minutes later we're like, oh, sorry, no, we meant PS4.
Oh, really?
And then a bunch of people got pissed about that.
I'll be pissed, too.
Why would they even say the Vita and then like be like, oh, sorry.
Because the game was originally a PSP game. So everybody wanted it to come to America on PSP, and that didn't happen. So they're like, okay, just re-release it on Vita. It makes sense because it's a portable game. And then they're like, it's coming to Vita. And wait, no, sorry. Wait. We meant PlayStation 4.
We meant PS4.
So buy a PS4.
So yeah, I know Vita people aren't happy.
I don't care. I get to play Persona 4 Golden on my TV.
And then Microsoft didn't bring up Kinect at all, which I don't think anybody's mad about.
I think that they got their fill last year when that's all they fucking talked about.
I think they got the message that nobody gives a shit about Kinect.
Hey, you know what I heard at Microsoft a lot? Words that I really like to hear.
Yeah.
Dedicated servers.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that a lot at Microsoft.
They said video games a lot.
I like all three of those words put together. Video, or all four. Video games, dedicated servers.
They talked about Duty with Kevin Spacey.
I don't care about that shit. I'm talking about dedicated. Look,
I like the words Kevin Spacey.
We've all been putting our money, whether you guys aren't anymore, and I have for a long time, into Xbox Live, and they're finally giving us dedicated servers. I'm happy about it.
Well, Ryan, there's been dedicated servers. It's just not been like a standard for them.
Well, it's becoming the standard. That's what I'm saying.
Becoming more prevalent, not a standard.
Halo with dedicated servers is a dream of mine.
Well, yeah, but Halo's also a first-party Microsoft game, so...
So it better have some dedicated servers.
It should have from the start.
Why are you arguing?
This is not an
it's not
argument.
Like you're on my side. You sound like you're on my side.
You must not be listening.
You just sound angry.
Well, you're only listening to the tone of my voice, Ryan. I'm angry, but I'm not angry at you.
You're ridiculous.
No, Ryan, I'm angry. I just see, you're not listening.
Now
he's angry now I'm pissed at you.
Sorry, I'm actually watching this trailer gameplay of The Crew.
And what is it telling you?
But there's just people all over the country, man.
Damn. You think that could be true?
I didn't know that. Do you think they would lie about that?
I know. That's what I was wondering. That's why I did a little investigating.
What about that Batman Arkham Knight? That
little demo they showed.
That,
I know that was bloody pretty sick.
That looked cool.
Mm-hmm. It looks dope. Yeah, it did look good. I'll probably get it. So do we get a house? Like, can we share a place, or are we just kind of, like, on the road?
I don't believe we can share a house. There's probably, like, some sort of, like, group deal. Like, we could start a street crew. I don't know.
That's a gang,
nope.
Boy.
Ryan, gang has a lot of negative...
You guys want to start a street crew with me?
Ryan.
We will... We're not a gang, but we do protect each other in case shit goes down. No, we're not a gang. But we're this matching color.
Well, this is our crew color, but it's not. We're not a gang.
I don't wear this color. It doesn't really have anything. It's not really important. I mean, it is a rival street crew, but we don't. It's not a big deal. I mean, unless somebody starts shooting, but we're not a gang.
We're a street gang.
Yeah, right.
We're a street crew.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. All right, good. Well, now, welcome to the street crew, Alex.
Thanks.
You're going to be all right. Yeah. Just don't go anywhere below 52nd Street.
Oh. Is that near MLK Boulevard?
It always is. It's right by MLK, and it intersects Caesar Chavez.
Oh, God.
It's diagonally crossed by 8 Mile Road.
Is Wilson Way somewhere on that street, too?
Wilson Way is 2 blocks down.
This is... Can we move to the other part of the town?
And the historian king's around there somewhere. It's just the most dangerous. It's the most dangerous part of San Jose, in case anybody was wondering.
I was wondering that. Thank you.
Yeah, and Sarah lived right there. So ghetto. People hogging at like 2 in the morning, screaming at each other, gunshots, crazy times. So, what else is new?
That's about it.
Podcast over?
I don't know. How long have we been going?
An hour and 25 minutes.
Really?
Is it?
That's how long I've been in the call.
When did we start?
I don't know. I figured you were recording since the moment I got in the call.
You'd be wrong. Wait, well, no, you're right, but... I don't want to, you know, I've been recording since 9.
There's also that new Tomb Raider that as soon as he saw a girl hit the rocks very painfully, it was like, oh,
yeah, that's Tomb Raider.
Oh, she's all right.
Did she moan a bunch? Yes, Ryan, just like that.
I still need to beat the first one.
Do you?
I still need to buy the first
one. They showed up a white PS4.
It was on sale, Terry, on the Humble Bundle for like $7.99.
Well, why didn't you text me immediately?
You had it.
What?
He thought you had it, is what he's trying to say. But he's really far, I guess, from his mic.
How dare you? How dare you assume...
So...
that I even care about that game.
So, Notch did a tweet, or he did a tweet, right? And he said, I just realized Game Grumps is the Beavis and Butthead of this generation.
Game Grumps.
Butthead of this generation.
And so he's been going on this, like, long talk or whatever, and he's actually talking to Ego and stuff, and a bunch of people are like, Guess Grumps!
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
I would watch it, and I would probably enjoy it.
Currently, Notch is telling Aaron that he needs to relax more, go watch a sunset or listen to a bird or something. And Aaron's like, I really hope you're not scared of me. I'm really like the most docile dude on the planet. I would never punch you.
Wait.
Because Notch was talking about, it's like, that someone said, brought up his, like, guest grumps or whatever, and he goes, I'd love to do that, but I'm a little afraid of Ego punching me. He gets agitated.
I see. Sometimes, you know, you gotta let it out.
That's true, Terry.
It's really all you can do.
It's okay to cry, Cornelius.
No, it's not okay to cry. Who told you that? They're wrong. They lied to you.
His name was Robert Paulson.
Who's that?
Nobody.
I didn't see that movie.
What's wrong with you guys? I know Dwight's lying. Because he complained because his own girlfriend lied to his face about knowing about the ending.
About what?
knowing about the ending of Fight Club.
Oh, yeah. No, what the fuck, man? I'm still mad about that.
I know, that's what
like,
I said.
It's like someone tells you the ending of a movie, and then, like, you still haven't seen the movie. You go see the movie with someone, and then you're like, no, I don't know anything about this movie. And we watch it, and then they're like, I didn't think that was important. It's fucking super important. Especially for that movie. Like, can you name another movie, aside from Fight Club, where knowing the ending of it ruins it more?
Most movies, I would imagine.
No. Not most movies.
A lot of movies is just the adventure. Yeah.
The Prestige.
Yeah, The Prestige.
Prometheus.
You can't put in movies that's like,
kidding.
Obviously the world's going to be fine at the end. Like Avengers and fucking Iron Man and shit. It's Maybe fifth element. I was gonna say the sixth sense, but then I said fifth, so I rolled sixth with
sense.
It.
Yeah. Well, the fifth element. Yeah, I guess kind of.
Sixth sense. Yeah.
It doesn't sixth make sense. Any sixth sense. Absolutely.
Hold on. But unfortunately, knowing the ending of that movie does not make it any less scary.
No, because in the end he's still talking to ghosts.
In the end,
and they're
still
scary as shit.
I don't want to talk about it right now. I'm in a big garage by myself. Fuck that movie.
Like, I couldn't watch the part where he was like,
nope,
he was in that little girl's room or whatever, under like the thing. I couldn't watch that part. And then I saw it. I saw it a while back. I saw it a few years ago, and I was like, man, this is nothing. That's fucking bitch from the OC.
Yeah, I know, right? Dude, no, when that lady walks behind him when he's in the bathroom, I was laying on the floor, and I literally like jumped onto my feet.
Like prepared for battle. Like,
I was like, no, bitch, no. I couldn't pee right for a year. I was like, do I want to close the door and not see her go by, or should I leave the door open and just like watch? Like, which one? Like, that movie fucked me
up.
You
need to stand on the toilet, Ryan, and look towards the door and then pee down.
Yeah. I like it.
When was the last time you got like legit scared like that?
I don't know, man.
I don't watch that shit, so I don't get scared.
I'm like, it happened to me yesterday, like in the morning.
I would assume it happens with
like
you
I walked
every
into
day.
Work and nah, dude. Like I'm usually not scared about shit.
Whenever I see a spider, I panic pretty hard.
Nothing really ever scares me, but like
afraid of nothing.
No, I went into work in the morning. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning, and it was just me and the manager in the store, and I went into the break room, and the lights were off, and it was completely pitch black. And I was like, okay, well, the lights will turn on in a minute, so I just kept walking in, and the door closed, and it was just literally black all around me. I started freaking out, because I felt like hands were just going to grab me from behind me. I ran out the room like a fucking bitch. I was like, where's the lights?
That is creepy, man.
There was times like that at DMI, Ryan. I'm sure you probably had a moment or two like that, because you worked there in the midnight shift. So, that like both parts of that place gets real creepy, especially the back where all the boxes were. Mm-hmm.
The front where all the computers
were
was creepy.
That whole area, by the way, in Stockton, completely like renovated.
About time. Yeah. Shit.
I mean, that building is still the exact same from the outside, but like the whole road that's over there is completely different. It's crazy.
How different?
That is crazy.
I've never seen it, so it doesn't make any difference to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me more, Terry.
That's okay. About it.
But,
so what the fuck is DMI? And where was that story going before?
Nothing.
You...
It doesn't matter.
DMI, really.
Yeah, it's somewhere we used to work.
And it sucked.
It did suck.
You loved it.
We did love it.
It was convenient.
It was convenient.
You tell me you wouldn't want to go back if they were like, hey, Dwight, we want you
considering
back.
Considering that I was on, like, doing paperwork to get salary, yeah, I'd go back.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go back. Graveyard shift.
Yeah, yeah, Ryan, it would be a downgrade for you. It would just be something extra for me.
When was the last time I was really scared? I don't really know, man. I know I got scared not too long ago. I don't remember. When that dude was on that roof by my house.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That was some scary shit.
Yeah.
Thought I was going to have to go out there and chop some arms off with my machete.
Chop some jerky from his bologna.
Make some human jerky, the other white jerky. I think he might have been Mexican, so.
Wow.
Seasoned jerky.
I highly suggest everybody who's listening to...
I just gotta pretend that didn't happen.
Everybody who's listening should tweet.
Well, who doesn't like some Soylent jerky or some Soylent jerky?
Using the hashtag #TMPodcast Soylent. Your scariest moment.
Ooh, I like that. I thought you were gonna say Team Mongoose Podcast #. Soylent.
That would be
Soylent jerky.
That would be pretty cool to see.
Feel free to also just tweet at Mongoose TV as well. Follow them. I hear they're a pretty cool group of dudes. Terry just used the TM podcast hashtag just an hour ago.
Not one yonk ago.
Very good.
So
I think we're done here, yeah?
I think we're done here.
Accomplished?
I think we did good.
I think we're done here.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about this one.
I think we're done here.
It's no sex to see podcast, but living up to that is, that's tough.
That was a fun-ass podcast.
So anyways, thanks everybody for listening to the Team Mongoose podcast. Tune in hopefully next week for another episode.
Team Mongoose podcast! Woo-hoo!
Are you going to sing us out? Is that what this is?
Team Mongoose podcast!
Oh, it's a crowd of people. Boo!
Sky out to the stars, believe what you find, no matter where you are, you can go on and make this world a better world. Thank you.